Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I first moved to Vermont, you could get me to do anything by telling me that it was the Vermont way. 2 quart of wood to stack, hay to bale, sure, I'll be over to help. Well, that sort of explains the collaboration that's happening right now between a couple of Vermont farms. Here to tell us about it is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Good to be back, Rick. I wish I'd known you when you first moved to Vermont. I have lots of chores for you to do.
Well, the two farms we're talking about are Plowgate Creamery and Rogers Farmstead. Start by telling us a little about Plowgate and Faiston.
So Plowgate Creamery in Faiston is owned by a young woman named Marissa Mauro. I actually first met her many years ago, well, not that many, but several years ago, when she was in the Northeast Kingdom. And she recently was able to buy Bragg Farm in Faiston through the Vermont Land Trust. And her goal was to start a small dairy and make butter and some cheeses with her own herd of animals. And when I visited with her recently, she'd been working on doing that for a while and had finally realized that she needed to move ahead and start making a product, even though at this point she's still trying to finish up some infrastructure so has not been able to start her own herd. And that was a big deal for her to realize that she needed to sort of rejigger her expectations, not necessarily say goodbye to the dream of having her own herd, but figure out a different way to get there. So she started making butter and been selling it to some retailers and around the Northeast, actually, to great response.
Rogers Farmstead is in Berlin. What's their story?
Nate and Jesse Rogers, interestingly enough, Nate grew up in New York on a dairy farm, thought he was going to go into dairy farming, but then realized that it just wasn't financially the right place to go. So he and Jesse actually met working at IBM in Essex Junction, both working on the technology side. They happened to be living in a house right next to a farm, and Nate just remembered how much he loved being in the barn, how much he loved farming, and thought, I got to try and get back into this. So they actually started growing grain of all different kinds, but wheat among others, and then brought in some cows because that helps to naturally keep the cycle, the land in good shape, etc. So that is how they ended up being in dairy and now the partnership.
Now, how is one farm helping the other?
So as Jesse put it of Rogers Farmstead, they ended up with a, quote, milk problem. They were selling some of the milk from their animals who were helping put nutrition back into the soil for the grains, selling some of that milk to folks who came to the farm or made orders through the farmer's market. But they still had too much milk. So she was experimenting in their kitchen and ended up coming up with a really good whole milk yogurt recipe. And yogurt, they learned by talking to some retailers, was an area where there was room for some more good local products. Whole milk is good because it uses all the milk. You don't have to deal with the skim that comes off of the butter or the buttermilk or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So the problem was that they didn't have anywhere that they could make yogurt at a level where they could sell it at retail. So they were introduced actually through Elmore Mountain Bread, who I've talked about with you on this show, wonderful small bakery to whom they sell a lot of their grains. They were introduced to Marissa of Plowgate, and she was working through building her own dairy plant, having the challenges of also fixing up her farm for the herd, and wasn't using all of the capacity of her dairy plant. She's now making butter, buying in milk from the St. Albans Co-op, but she had excess availability of her dairy plant. So a win-win situation. They get access to a dairy plant. She gets some income from them using it. And then they both said that, of course, it's great to have other small producers, farmers to bounce ideas off of, to troubleshoot with.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing a tale of two Vermont farms. Melissa, this is not the first time that Marissa has worked closely with another farm. When else did she have a similar arrangement?
So I mentioned that she previously had a creamery in the Northeast Kingdom. That was in Albany. And when she was working out of a small facility there, making beautiful cheeses, she was also working with sellers at Jasper Hill. Folks may know of them, big time cheese makers. And they age a lot of cheeses for other small cheesemakers, and they were doing that with her. So she had that partnership. And also she shared her creamery plant when she was in Albany with Sweet Rowan, another lovely little dairy that makes cheeses and low temperature pasteurized milk, and who now have their own plant. But everyone sort of helps everyone, stepping stone, leapfrogging, not in a bad way, in a good way, and all communicating and being supportive of each other. This was a particular story about two who are working very closely together right now. But I tell you, I meet so many farmers and small food producers in Vermont who are lending each other a hand, advice, equipment. It's really a wonderful community.
Now, you mentioned a little earlier that that Plowgate butter is getting quite a bit of attention.
Yeah, and I even brought you some of my precious stock to try there, Rick. He's going to crunch into that.
Mm.
Isn't that so good? You almost should eat it without the bread, but the baguette's pretty good, too.
Oh, that's heaven.
Yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, Marissa is really, really good at nailing down a process to make beautiful dairy products. And the butter is beautifully sea salted, as I mentioned, made with cream from the St. Albans Co-op. And Bon Appetit, just in the recent months, had it on the list of 7 better butters in the whole country. And the New York Magazine's online Grub Street called it one of 50 pantry essentials. And Marissa does have distribution in the New York City area, and it's very sought after there.
Well, what is next for her in Plowgate Creamery?
So I mentioned that she had taken sort of a step, not back, but a step in place, and is still holding on bringing her own animals onto the farm while she finishes up some investments she has to make. But she is planning on partnering with yet another farm this spring to get ready the land and the fencing systems, which are super important. And she'll be hosting Von Trapp Farms heifers. So that's another small, very highly regarded cheese maker in the area. And she's looking at making some fresh cheeses. And she is still going to plan to have her own animals. There's a beautiful old barn, 1909 barn. But you can't just put animals today in an old barn. You have to, you know, fix it up. So I always look forward to seeing what she's going to do next.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Great to be here, Rick.